What's up, fool, man? How was your weekend, man?
It was good, bro. What you do? Hanging out with the little guy.
What you do?
All torso. What do you mean? We got back on Sunday, dog.
From where?
From fucking Austin, dick.
Austin, yeah. The floods. I forgot we were there for the floods.
You were there, dog.
We missed the Wednesday show because it was all flooding, man. The whole club flooded. They had to remove the man. It was tore up, man. The green room was tore up. They had nothing in there.
I never recognized that green room as being not tore up, though.
And it was all tore up, man. I almost took that Stephen Wright poster.
It said almost.
We gotta give a shout out, bro, to our top countries that listen to us. It's Canada. Well, of course, our top listeners are the United States of America, right
USA.
Here. USA. Followed by Canada, United Kingdom, Japan, Australia, France, Germany, Mexico, Peru, New Zealand. What's up, Kiwis? What's up, fools? And India, bro. We got India.
India?
Yeah.
Blowing it up like Nitro. Fucking the UK.
Oh, and shout out to Emilio from San Fernando Valley. This fool listened to every episode 100 times.
Oh, are you serious, fool? What's up, Emilio?
What's up, fool? And all you people, all you countries that I mentioned, if you have a Twitter, man, hit us up, man. Give us a shout out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So what's up? Did you have a good time in Austin?
It was cool, fool, but it was like fucking, it was weird. The fucking, the no for show, the thunderstorms. I never heard shit like that before.
Well, I was driving yesterday, man, in Echo Park, and some car pulled over next to me, and it was the same type of car I drive. So I was looking at it, I knew what year it was. And then he looked over at my car. He goes, "Hey, nice car, man. I have one too." I just noticed the idiot. So, yeah, nice car, right? And then he goes, "Yeah, man, it's my birthday." I said, "All right, happy birthday." Then he starts to recognize who I was. Then he starts to try to drive away. And I go, "What's up, fool?" Fool, that fool's chasing me to the freeway, bro. He's trying to catch up. I see him to pull over for a photo, bro. Like, we're on the fucking 2 North. He's fucking chasing me, And I'm like, what the fuck?
Determined, dog.
So I just fucking kept going, dude. Luckily, I had more gas than that fool.
You had an out-of-vehicle experience, dog.
Hell yeah, man. Fools are chasing me in the freeway, man. What's up with that shit, dog?
Fucking ghetto paparazzi, dog.
So we have the same shitty car. You're all stoned or what? You're all quiet.
I'm chilling, dude. What's up, fool?
What's up, bro? You wearing your exterminator suit, dog?
Nothing, dog. I just fucking crawled out of a fucking attic and just showed up here, dog.
It looks like it.
You know what I mean?
What's up, fool? We got Ty Rivera, dog.
What's up, Ty?
What's up, Ty Rivera? All the way from Wichita. You're not from Wichita. You're from Kansas,
Arizona,
right?
No, I'm from Arizona. My parents lived in Garden City for a while.
Oh, I thought you were originally from Garden City.
No.
I did a one-nighter over there, man. Beer is cheap there.
They give it away for free, huh?
So what's up, fool, man? Rodrigo had nothing, man. He was out there falling asleep during the story. He had nothing to add to the Volvo, to the story.
He did.
Put me in the back.
He had nothing, man. Out of vehicle experience. even the guy turned off the podcast. The engineer turned off after that bit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Whatever. Fuck that story. It sucked.
What part of Arizona are you from, Ty?
Born in Phoenix, raised in Casa Grande, which is halfway between Phoenix and Tucson.
Okay.
You like tamales?
I love tamales.
You know who also likes tamales? People in La Puente. You know La Flor de Jalisco? We had to mention last week. They have fucking every Friday and Saturday, they have tamales there, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, fool.
Are you still vegan?
Yeah, I'm still vegan.
So how do you eat tamales?
I don't eat them, but I gotta announce
vegan
that.
Tamales.
I gotta announce that La Flor de Jalisco in La Puente has tamales now on weekends because that's our advertisers. They support the show. You like pan dulce?
Yes, no, I do.
You like pan dulce?
Yes, I do.
You like pan dulce? Or you like pan bimbo? You like pan bimbo or pan dulce?
Pan dulce.
I like pan dulce. I love pan dulce, man. Anyways, you know who also likes pan dulce? Our listeners who live in La Puente, who like going to La Flor de Jalisco. La Flor de Jalisco. You know, man, funny, we don't have no sponsor, and we have a listener who called up the show and said, "Hey, man, I really support your show. I want to keep your show going. I'm a advertise for the show." And this guy at 1318 Hacienda Boulevard in La Puente, or call them at 626-257-3105 and order your tamales this weekend. You know, and they'll make tamales for you, man, whatever color you want, man. If you want for Lakers, they'll make them blue and gold or purple and gold, you know. I know, and it's gay pride. They'll make some soft ones, you know, some pink ones for everybody, you know, and
Rainbow,
Rainbow. What do I know, man? I'm learning as I go, right? And if you guys support the show, support the bakery. They're in La Puente. It's called La Flor de Jalisco. And tell them that you heard us on the podcast and you want a fucking pan dulce for free. Say, yeah, man. And what's up, people? We're here. What's up, people? What's up? Welcome to the podcast. What's up, food podcast with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
We have a very special guest today, Ty Rivera. America's favorite faggot, right?
America's favorite
and
fag.
This guy's straight up, man. I follow this guy
straight
ever
up,
since the first time I saw this guy when he first showed up at the Laugh Factory. I said, who is this Greg Louganis looking guy? You know, because he was handsome, in shape. Because if you look at most Latino comedians that show up to the game, they're fucking fat. They're out of shape. Alfred Robles, Rodrigo Torres, myself, Gabriel Iglesias. You've got people dying from liver cancer like Willie Barcena. We got people, you know, who are just married or are just out. Like Carlos Oscar, he's never around. He's in shape, but he's gone. You know, we got Rudy Moreno, who fucking pretty much turning into a mummy. Only fucking has his hands wrapped in tape. I remember one time I showed up to a gig and Rudy Moreno was there with his tape. I was late to a gig and then Joe Diego goes, you better be careful, man. The last time I was late to a show, Rudy Moreno tried to choke me without tape in his hands. So, yeah, man. So then you showed up and I said, all right, man, finally, man. Someone's going to give Joe Coy some competition.
Someone said, finally, man.
Then I ended up on the road with Joe Coy.
Yeah, man.
A year and a half.
So what's up, man? What was that like, man? That you grew up not Garden City. You grew up in Arizona.
Yeah, Casa Grande, Arizona.
And your family, you're Mexican.
Yes.
Not Thai. But the first time I saw you, I said, wait a minute, he's Thai Rivera. Could be a Thai comedian. But then when I met you, I said, nah, he's Mexican.
Yeah, and some people think I'm Filipino.
Yeah, and your sister hit me up right away on MySpace, probably.
Yeah, that was MySpace.
Hey, you going to Garden City? My brother is comedian, Ty Rivera. Órale.
Yeah, my sister, Ana Alicia, I think that's what she was going by on Facebook, or MySpace as well. You know, MySpace was weird. People had weird names like Red Snapper.
Red Snapper.
I just remember this
Swing
girl.
In Chile.
I remember this girl coming up to me after a show. It was at a gay club, and this girl walks up to me, and she was like, she almost whispered it. She was like, I'm Red Snapper. And I was like, that's disgusting.
There's an old-ass joke. About the Red Snapper.
Dude. Red Snapper. Salmon.
You ever go fishing with the girl that went fishing with five guys, came back with a big Red Snapper? Oh!
It's horrible.
That's a throwaway joke.
Or what's the other one? Hey, are you flirting with my wife? No, I just asked for the catch of the day.
Another one is when people ask, how's your head? You say, I never had any complaints.
And we know how the other side lives, Ty.
I don't get it, eh?
Neither do I. I just went with it, dog.
How's your head? I never had any complaints.
Oh, had it.
It's a very heady joke, you know.
It's a very heady joke.
Cerebral.
It was big on RuPaul's Drag Race this year, but it's an old joke.
The whole month of June, bro, we're going to have the LGBT guest and Q and A. Yes, people, we're going to have Gay Pride Month. You don't go to the parades. You are the parade, bro.
I am the parade. Pride is wherever I'm at.
You're the man, bro. You getting invited to do a lot of those shows?
The gay shows?
Yeah.
Starting to get more, but for a long time they were afraid to have me.
Why? You were a gay Nazi?
They just, like, a lot of people think I don't like other gay people.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you why I think it is. I think it's because I talk in a very honest way about being gay, and I use the word fag quite a bit, which isn't popular with certain groups. You know, like Gladys trying to get people not to say that word altogether, or the Human Rights Campaign, HRC. And, like, you know, every fag I know uses the word fag all the time. Like, none of us care about that word.
What is LGBT? What does that for? The LGBT?
As now I hear it's LGBTQIA.
What is that?
Lesbian, bisexual, transgender, gay, or lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and the new ones are intersex, which is the hermaphrodites, and then asexuals.
Damn, I like your word. Let's just stick to fags, eh?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Right?
Everybody under
why
umbrella.
All the confusion?
Yeah, you know, there's certain terms I don't like. Like, I don't necessarily like queer. But you know, it's something.
There's bi queer now, huh? Like Rodrigo.
I like in the rim shot. Yeah, no, I don't care what term people use. You know, I mean, like when it comes down to it, there's certain terms I don't like, but I am all of it. So,
like, how many terms for Latinos are there, bro? As far as Mexican American,
what do you mean?
Terms of for Latino that people get labeled themselves.
Hispanic American, Mexican American, American Mexican.
Oh, or sometimes you see like I hear like some Latino comedians, Latina comedians, they're afraid to say, you know, like, well, because I'm Mexican, I do it like this. They're afraid to say it because I'm Mexican. Me, I always say, you know, on the jokes, because I'm Mexican, you know, I do it like this. But some people are afraid to go because of my ethnicity.
Well, they said Latino to be like more general and shit, all of us together, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna just cross over and say because I'm ethnic. Me, I like saying because I'm Mexican, because I'm saying because I don't know how Puerto Ricans do it.
I grew up saying Chicano, you know, like my dad was always
hell yeah,
Chicano, you know, and I especially use that term around to Gene Pompa. Yeah. I especially use that term around other Latinos just so they know specifically what I am, you know, then there's no question about
you
it.
You a political beano. No, but as far as like saying Chicano, that's more like, you know, letting people know straight up, like in the beginning, important to not be so passive and so like, you know, because, you know, like as far as the culture, like, you know, Mexicans more, they don't say shit, they don't call the cops more, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah.
more subdued, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, papers and stuff, but who knows?
I know. And some people come down on me for that kind of thinking too. I get in trouble from Latinos too sometimes, you know, because people don't like that I use the word beaner quite a bit.
Right.
And, you know, I don't have time
for that. And I was going to ask about when you were saying when you use the word fag and you didn't do a lot of those gay shows in the beginning because they were afraid of you, you know, being your demeanor, your presence on stage, and how you say you're
get
so
to the
blunt.
Question, dog.
You're so blunt with it.
Get to the question, dog.
Sorry, dog.
You're they're like, da, 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 and then fucking, what are you going to ask him, bro?
That was it.
Oh. You were losing me, bro, on that fucking, with your demeanor and the things that you do and the way you walk. And I was like, where's the question going to come, bro?
That was it.
Give me a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. So what's up, fool, man?
You know, a lot.
Sorry about that, bro. I just thought that I...
it's all good.
I just thought I'd throw some comedy in, bro.
I got uncomfortable. It was like my parents were arguing at the table. I was just sitting here
it's
all good. Like, you're trying to get all intellectual and shit because your demeanor and your sweater and he's like searching and I'm waiting here like at the edge of my feet going, come on, this guy going to get to the question or what?
I think it was something about me and the gay shows.
Yeah, yeah. As far as like, you know, they say you do the gay shows because you're so blunt with how you say shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Using the word fag and shit. You're not like a traditional, like, you know, you're all soft and, you know, you're just fucking out there swinging.
Yeah, like the comedian. What's that comedian from the Laugh Factory? What's his name, that older comic?
Jason Stewart.
Jason Stewart. You get along
with
him?
He's a creep.
Him?
He said
Rodrigo, right?
No, I don't.
He claims that I cyberbullied him because one day I told the truth about him, you know? Like, when I was younger, when I first came to L.A., he tried to pick up on me one night when we were doing a show at Revolver.
Damn.
Which, I don't have a problem with that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if people try to talk to you or whatever, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's always flattering when anybody flirts, you know? Like, no problem there. But I wasn't interested. And so a couple, like maybe a couple weeks later, Jamie decided to do his first ever like full gay show at the Laugh Factory. And Jason decided to give me a shitty intro because like, you know, it was like my first time at the Laugh Factory. I was nervous already. You know, I was newer to comedy. I think I had been in for like 2 years or maybe even less than that. And so his intro for me was like, okay, this next guy, I've never seen him before. I don't know what he does. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Ty Rivera.
Damn,
man. Cold. Yeah, and it was like, you know, if I had been...
Should have elbow hair, bro.
If I had been now, I would have went on stage and been like, you know, you've never seen me before. You tried to pick up on me last week, you know, but wow. I was newer and I wanted to respect everybody and be cool. So we cut to like a couple months back. About a year ago, he's always saying how, like, you know, he does all this stuff for the gay community. He's such a great influence for the gay community. And so I just called it out, you know, like, I hate when people misrepresent themselves. Like, you know, if you just want to be a creep and you happen to be a fag as well, that's your business. But don't try to make it seem like you're something good for the community when you've done it. Because I'm not the only one. It's happened to a lot of people where he's tried to pick up on them. Like, you know, Ryan Hill is another comic that used to do a joke about it. Like, you know, if I do a gay show, then I basically have to get raped by Jason Stewart. Because, like, he really is creepy. You know what I mean? He'll get, like, we did a taping together at one point for Logo TV, and he used, like, the promo shots when we were taking promo pictures. They were like, just look like you guys are having fun. Look like you guys are friends. He used that excuse to, like, nibble on my ear while there's a cameraman right there, and I'm trying my best to be a sport and not throw the whole taping off, but at the same time, I felt like, get off of me. Damn. You know? And so,
Mom, bro.
And he just trying
to go on the road, bro.
But he's really the road to nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, he's not anywhere. He's not doing anything. That's why he's always on Facebook complaining and crying about how he's not getting work and he's not getting booked. And it's like, you know, because you're a creep and nobody likes you.
I'm like nibblers.
Which I know is saying more than I should say. I'm sure he's going to call and complain to the Laugh Factory and tell them that, you know, I'm saying mean things about him again. But this is just the truth.
Are you banned from any clubs?
No.
No?
No.
Rodrigo?
Every club.
Every club. But that's crazy. That ever happened to you, though? Like,
what's that?
Horrible intro by somebody just being a jerk?
Always, but it's like, what the fuck? They just go with it, you know what I mean? I've never been one of those confrontational dudes, you know what I mean? There's always been a bunch of fucking dicks, dude. You know, too many to fucking mention. But what the fuck are you going to do? Fight everyone? You know what I mean? Most comics don't fight. I've never seen comedians fight. I've seen comedians get close but never throw blows.
Or run and hide behind bars.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, comedians call cops.
Bad intros happen. I don't have a problem. Like, I got introduced at one club as the gayest homo ever. But it was a friend, and he thought he was being funny, and so I just went up and made fun of it. And I had no hard feelings. It's when you try to pick up on me first and then get mad.
The gayest homo ever.
And that dude has to be creepy if you're saying he's creepy.
You know, yeah. You and I did the same podcast, huh? Talking shit?
Yeah, I'm done talking shit.
How'd it go for the... You've done other podcasts, right? You've done The Champs?
No, I have not done The Champs.
What other podcasts have you done? Like, I know you did Talking Shit.
I don't do a lot of podcasts because a lot of people aren't very professional.
All right. What's up, fool?
You know, I don't like to be waiting around forever. You know, I did Joe Coy's podcast and he had me waiting in the bathroom forever. And then finally I just like broke in on the podcast.
That must have been a fucking small ass studio.
Oh, well,
we're in my son's room, yeah, and he had a little bathroom. Could you wait in a little baby bathroom?
He used to do it at his house. So, you know, it was his place.
We're professional. We got this guy right here. What's up, fool? Yeah. Yeah, we got Rodrigo Torres right here, man, with the Yeah Mans.
Yeah, no, Yeah Man.
Right, man. What's up, fool? Did you audition for the Cristela show?
No.
No? Oh.
I'm not an actor.
What'd you think of the show? No?
No, not at all.
Shut up. All that drama you put up on your Facebook?
You're so stupid.
Ty being Ty.
I don't know if I directed to a family member sometimes, friends. I got to call Chris Thorin. What's going on, bro? You took his shirt off.
That's something, too, though. Like, a lot of times I am just playing and having fun, you know? Like, in the gay community, that's called reading, and it's just something you do, you know? So sometimes people think that I'm angry, and I'm really not. People assign their emotions to my words, and that's not my fault. I will argue, though, if people... Well, lately I've just started blocking people because it's like, you know, there's lately like a group of house husbands that...
House husband? What that mean?
You know, they're men that, like, can't do anything for their own families, and so the wife works and the husband stays home and trolls on Facebook all day and calls that taking care of the kids. And they'll, like, post stuff, and it's like, I don't have time for you. I got shit to do. You're just,
crazy.
Like, arguing.
Fool's just laying up, man.
That's what it is.
So you grew up in Arizona?
Yes.
What was that? Hold on, man. We're gonna cut this off. I'm here rewinding here, my voice. What was it like growing up gay in Arizona? Did you come out of the closet right away? Or were you thrown out of the closet?
No, I came out when I was like 17. We moved to Phoenix when I was like 16. And then, you know, for a while I was hanging out with gangbangers and that kind of stuff. But that was a short while.
I heard you were vomiting a drive-by.
Yeah, I got a bullet ricocheted and hit my leg. And it was kind of a weird the way it went in, like the way it happened, you know. But yeah.
Damn, are you in a gay gang?
No, I was not in a gay gang.
We got to do it. They do drive by, bye bye.
One thing about you, you're always a tough dude. You know what I mean?
And I'm pretty sure, man, you could fucking fight middleweight champion here, right?
Maybe. That's what a lot of people say. Like I look like an MMA fighter or something, but
no, but you can fuck somebody up, right?
I used to get in a lot of fights, yeah, and it's not the last time I got in a fight. It was at a gay bar.
Was it in San Jose?
No,
cause I saw you one time on a photo. You did a show in San Jose, and then you were with your shirt off in that club. Then the next photo, you had a black eye.
In San Jose?
Yeah, or some club.
No.
And somebody said that you were in a fight. I said, I was like, fuck, you got into a fight. I said, where the fuck are you at? We're at?
No.
Oh, we left them there.
I haven't been in a fight at San Jose. I was in a fight in Phoenix at a club called Charlie's. That happened.
Was that the club right next to the improv?
No, Charlie's is a gay bar that's on, like, the next to the improv, you're talking about Devil's Advocate, probably. That's like the college bar, ASU. Yeah, no, I've had fun there. I've drank there before, but I don't have problems.
How do you get into a fight at a gay bar being gay?
It's
I hate your shirt! No, fuck you, that's my shirt.
It's a stupid story. I was...
Fuck him and his eyebrows. Oh, my God.
It was Halloween, and I was wearing a Spartan costume, and somebody tried to steal my cape. I know.
I would have got crazy too, shit. Trying to steal my Shazam cape.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. But...
Just to be a dick and just wear it or what?
I don't know. I don't know why they tried to steal my cape. It started with this lesbian. The lesbian was the one that tried to grab it because I had it sitting, like I folded it up and put it on the dance floor. And I guess she thought I was drunk enough that I wouldn't notice. And then she tried to grab it. And so then I just went ahead and to take my cape back. You know, I was just like, oh, this is mine. And I just went to take it back, you know. And then she pushed me. I pushed her back. And then like three gay guys, I think it was, that jumped in. I was pretty drunk. But they got beat up. And then I ended up, security asked me to leave, but they were security at a gay bar, and so I was like, make me. And they didn't. They didn't, so they called the cops in, and then at that point I had to leave.
Did you hit him with your fucking cardboard sword?
No, I didn't have a sword.
Give him two Sparta kicks! That's fucking crazy, man. So, you do a lot. I noticed, man... Like you do a lot of fucking death comedy shows, man. Like, you're out there, man. You're doing shows where they're fucking far. And then you're fucking back in L.A. You're like a fucking road warrior, huh? Yeah. How do you fucking do that, man? I know you, Corpus Christi. You gonna fucking drive over there?
This time I'm flying.
All right, thank God, man.
Yeah, it's gotten exhausting. Like, I've done 20-hour drives, like, you know.
From Montana, you and Chris Doran, right?
Yeah, it's me and Chris Doran did South Texas, and that was like 20 hours for us to get there. And then we tried to rush back to the Bay, but we didn't make it in time because I was gonna do another show in the Bay in San Jose that night. And but you know. I'm kind of tired of driving. I mean, I've done a lot of it, and a lot of times now it's me and my dogs. I don't even take anybody with me, just my two dogs, you know. And I'm
what are their names?
Bijou and Jerry.
Oh. I thought you said my dogs. I thought you said the dudes that open
some
up
fools.
For you.
No.
Bijou does merge.
People talk too much on the road for me a lot of times.
Oh, my God. I was with somebody on the road that talked from Los Angeles all the way to Visalia nonstop. Fucking took over the whole conversation, topped everything, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. It was Jeff Burkhart.
Fucking
hey, guys. Hey. The whole time, man. Just, hey.
Thank God for headphones.
There were no headphones back then.
When was this? The 50s? Or
back in vaudeville.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. It was a bad mess. Only one road, man. We were on the way to Needles. And we get pulled over by the fuzz.
Oh, the fuzz.
How do the crowd see you, man? Because, you know, when they show up, because they don't do the, at first when they go, like, hey, give it up for Ty Rivera. Because you do a lot of shows where there's a lot of rednecks sometimes.
I used to do almost all redneck shows.
And well, how do they see you, man? Do they come out of the closet and go, man, you know, I'm kind of gay myself too, man.
Once in a while you get that. Yeah,
you're
once in a while you get
fucking serious?
That. Yeah.
These guys show you their spurs?
You're so ridiculous. They show me their spurs.
I just started throwing it in there because of the rednecks. But for real, what's that like? Because, you know, you're treading into waters, man, like where people are fucking, they don't know, they're not really there to fucking laugh sometimes. And these shows are like Wild Coyotes in Montebello, where half of the crowd know there's comedy and the other crowd are there for darts.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons that a lot of the clubs that I work, like now that I work more comedy clubs, they really like me because the security really doesn't have a job. You know what I mean? Like they don't have any work with me or anything like that because I'm so used to crowds where it is a redneck bar. The only kind of security they are is the kind that's going to open the door with somebody's head, you know, like that's, yeah. And so you really can't have that happen. And I never had problems working in any of the redneck clubs, and I don't have any problems at the club, like the mainstream clubs now either. It's like, you know, pretty easy for me to deal with people.
Because I saw one of your jokes, and I was like, God damn, it was funny as hell, man. You do the joke about having sex with a priest.
Oh, yeah.
And how embarrassing it was, the walk of shame, walking through the church rectory.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking funny, man. Because that happened to me. I mean, I didn't have sex with no priest, but Father Greg Boyle let me sleep in a church van. You know? He picked me up out of the streets. I was fucking, me and these guys, I used to hang around with these Native Americans.
That's trouble.
And they used to call it the young drunks. Instead of the young, you know that movie Dancing with Wolves? I was dancing with drunks. So
Firewall.
I was fucking drinking Cisco's, bro. Damn. I don't know if you ever drank Cisco's.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking, what? Dude, it's fucking death, bro. I drank like 5 peach flavors. The next day I shed a peach tree. So that day I'm shadow boxing like Fiona Apple, you know? Just fucking by myself, just shaking my arms. I drank 5 Ciscos. I'm fighting with everybody. And Father Greg Boyle used to do like a little sweep. He'll drive his van and see like people who are like in the bad side of the neighborhood. Like if you're like a guy who doesn't belong in a neighborhood and you're not going to make it home because the other neighborhood is going to shoot your brains out, he will give you a ride in a van and take you where you gotta go. So that night, I'm fucking tossing and turning, and I'm in a mood to fight people, I guess. So they pick me up, and they take me in a van, and they take me to the church. So when I wake up, they put a blanket on me, and one of those ugly blankets that they give you when you're at school. Remember those ugly, dusty blankets at first aid? They're black, and they're gray, and they're ugly.
And hard. And hard.
So I'll sleep, I have that like that, and I'll sleep in a church van, and people are getting out of church, bro. It's fucking noon, right? I'm fucking sweating, And I wake up, man, and I come out of the van like a fucking, like a Dracula. And I go inside and I fucking get some holy water because I know it's good holy water. It has to be holy. The church fucking blessed it, you know? He just had sex with Ty, you know? And I put it all over my fucking face and I feel like the fucking biggest loser, bro. Is that how you felt, bro?
No. No, not at all. I didn't feel like a loser,
dude,
at all.
That's crazy how you said in that joke that you were fucking at that club dancing, and so was that priest. He was at that club.
Yeah, well, I've actually ended up, like, in weird situations where it was kind of...
Yeah, man, being a priest, man. It was Father Boyle.
Like, twice now where, you know, it's been, like, one time I hooked up with somebody that worked for the Catholic Church, and he was living with the priest, and I didn't realize that that's where we were. You know, I thought, because it just looked like a regular house. And then, like, the next morning when we woke up, he was like, "Be quiet, the father is sleeping." And I was, in my head, I had heard, "Be quiet, my father is sleeping." And I was like, "We're at your dad's house?" And then he was like, "No, the father, the priest." And I was like, "Oh, okay, that's not good." So yeah, I've ended up in a few situations that were like that.
Damn.
How'd you sneak out of there, bro?
And the next day, I didn't have to sneak out of there. You know what I mean? Like, I was dressed pretty normal. It wasn't like I looked
particularly
gay. It was
normal. A little boy walking out.
Swift like a feather.
But, yeah, the other one is actually a longer story, you know, with the priest. And like,
so, did you guys keep in touch?
No, definitely not.
I lit a candle for him. That's crazy, bro. So the priest was just there at the club dancing, man, like normal? That's his normal thing?
No, technically that one was a different situation, the way the priest worked out. He wasn't at the club dancing. That was...
MySpace.
No, it was a longer story.
What happened? You know him before then from Phoenix?
No, I didn't know him at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gymnastic teacher?
Will you shut up?
Dancing with priests.
He's moonlighting as a gymnastics teacher.
Hey, man.
I'm a priest slash gymnastics teacher.
Does he know Mary Lou Retton? I used to have a crush on that chick, man, back in 84. Mary Lou Retton. Yeah, man. She had that. But then later on, man, she got a little older. She just started, her face started looking like Down syndrome. And I said, oh, man. Something happened to Mary Lou Retton.
She needs a bounce back.
I guess when you're a gymnast, 5'3", and then you don't grow, you just start puffing up, you know, like a little doughboy. Yeah, man. So what's up, fool? We got Ty Rivera here.
What's up, Ty?
America's fag right here, right?
America's favorite fag.
Favorite fag.
I bought
That's
the domain,
crazy,
too.
You so bought it? Hell yeah, you bought it, bro.
Find me at americasfavoritefag.com.
America's favorite fag, man. So when you go out there dancing, bro, no, not dancing, I'm hanging out at these clubs, do you run into a lot of, like, cholos who are gay?
Well, it depends on the club. Like, if I go to Circus here in...
Oh, hell yeah. He's on there, like, from all the gangs, huh?
Yeah, and then I don't even know if that club's there anymore, but the Catch was kind of a rough club, but that's more, like, black people, but you'll see the cholos there. But, you know, like, it's like hip-hop, if it's even still around. And then I know there's a night in West Hollywood now that's like the Cholo night, kind of. And so, yeah, I've seen a lot.
It's crazy. It's a whole different scene, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's completely different. But I like hanging out at the hip-hop clubs because, like, you know, a lot of times when you go to, like, West Hollywood, some of the gay guys don't know really how to act, you know, and so I'm not really cool with that. When you go to the hip-hop clubs, even though they're gay, it's still the kind of situation where, you know, if you fuck around, you'll get your ass beat. And so I like the way that kind of keeps people in check.
What do you mean? How would not those gay guys know how to act?
Like, they'll just be rude sometimes, you know? Like, one time I was walking through a club, and this little blonde boy just, like, you know, like, rubbed my hair real fast. Like, he was like, "Oh, I like your hair," and then he just rubbed it, and I felt like, don't fucking touch me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like when people, especially my hair, don't just touch my hair out of nowhere.
Oh, hell,
I would
no,
never
man.
Do that to anybody. I mean, like, you know, I wouldn't just touch your hair.
That's crazy, though, how people just walk up to you. That's like... I don't think anybody would like that. Now, like, that's like me walking up to, okay, I'm at a heterosexual club. Okay, hey, bitch, I like your hair. You just did. I like your hair. I know you spent 4 hours doing it, but I like it.
Yeah, then that's the thing. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I did my hair, and now you're trying to fucking throw it around. And, like, you know, I know where I'm
at. Broke that motherfucker's fingers.
So silly. I knew where I was at, so I just was like, all right, cool. And I just kept moving, but.
I bet you, do you get a lot of like guys trying to touch your face too? Because I'm pretty sure that'd be annoying as hell.
I don't get a lot.
You got these older dudes, oh my God, you know. I get that a lot from older ladies at clubs. They want to touch my beard.
That's who does
it.
Older ladies, yeah. Older ladies will be like, oh, I just want to pinch your cheeks or stuff like that.
I just want to be a big fucking fat perv real quick. A lot of older ladies do that. Like, oh, can I take a picture pretending I'm grabbing your cock? Like, I said. I said, go ahead, you know. But then they get really close. What are you going to get out of that? Or can I rub your belly?
Probably get some off and shit with their old ass.
Yeah.
What's the worst one you got it?
I get
give you a massage.
A fair amount of women wanting me to kiss their husbands on the cheek for a picture.
Oh, fuck that shit, dog. Fuck that.
Yeah, I just tell them no thanks. I'm cool. But, like, you know, I hate the way people push. Like, you'll politely tell them no, and then they'll keep on. And it's like, I'm not trying to not be cool. I just don't want to do it, you know? That's what bothers me about people, when they don't just accept that I have a boundary.
They push me too, man. They tell me, grab my wife's tits, bro. Grab my wife's tits.
Okay.
And I'm like, which one? Didn't you, bro? That happened to you, right?
I just signed some chick's tit. She was all drunk. I was like, oh, what do you want me to sign it for, right? And fucking her boyfriend or her husband, give her a shirt, dog! You sound like, fuck, I didn't suck on it. Still not worth a shirt.
How do your parents see you, man, like, coming out of the closet? Because my brother, I didn't even know. My brother came out of the closet. I didn't even know when he came out. But to me, it was always like, okay, I always knew he was gay since day one, but I always knew, you know, I accepted it. But my parents, they never talked about it, and I remember one time my brother didn't come home from Colossus. No, he didn't come home from Magic Mountain, and my mom was drilling him about who gave him a ride home, who gave him a ride home, and my brother didn't say shit, right? And I knew right there that he was either going to come out of the closet and tell this woman, you know, oh, we have a boyfriend. He gave me a ride, or some man gave us both a ride, me and my friend, because he was hanging around with some other guy that I knew that he was gay because he was very flamboyant. But he didn't come out of the closet right there. But I remember my mom, man, drilling him, man. Who gave you a ride home? Who gave you a ride home? And I was like, come on, man. My brother, you know, is he going to fucking hold it in? Is he going to hold it out? But he just fucking, like a soldier, he just cried. Didn't come out. But I was like, damn. I was like, my mom did not let him go, and I felt bad for him. And I felt telling my mom, leave him alone, right? A guy or somebody, give him a ride home.
He didn't crack him to question.
He didn't crack. Was it tough for you like that?
No. My parents, they were in denial. So, like, you know, they never
to this day.
No, now they're fine, but they were in denial for a long time. Like, when I first told them, my mom said, no, I wasn't. That's what she told me.
Didn't tell us to church?
No.
That's funny. They sent my brother to church. They sent my brother to church. Bad idea.
They're gay there too.
Yeah, that's church is not where you
have you heard about that, bro? When they try to send gay kids who are gay to church or somewhere.
Well, they send them to get fixed. But, I mean,
you heard about that?
What's that going to do? It's not going to fix you.
Have you heard about that, though?
It's deeper than that.
Yeah, there's Pray the Gay Away is a lot of times.
Pray the Gay Away. That's fucking crazy.
But I met a lady in Marietta. That when I was doing Aces Comedy Club, there was this lady that was like, I was at a gay night and she was looking at me like I was, like, you know, she was kind of looking at me like a creep, but I knew she was harmless, you know, so I wasn't really mm-hmm. tripping off of her. And she was twitching a little bit.
Devil.
And so when everybody got away, she came up to me and she was like, oh, I know that I probably am freaking out a little bit. And she was like, I'm sorry for that. I twitch because when I was younger, they used to think that in order to fix gay people like me, that electroshock therapy was the way to do it. And so she had been electroshock therapied when she's a lot older.
She white?
Yeah, Older white lady.
Damn. Electroshock therapy to take the gay away. And
yeah,
that shit
that's
didn't
what they
work,
thought
man.
Back in her day, or some people thought back in her day, you know?
Imagine, bro, they took away, bro, your gay awareness with electroshock.
They used to do
therapy,
a lot of fucking creepy ass shit.
And now
like
you
that.
Twitch and you jerk motherfuckers all better.
Zero carpal tunnel.
You see that shit, man? You made me better. You made me a superhero, motherfucker.
Where's my cape?
Like, I know that some, my brothers, like, they would always push us to do, like, manly stuff, you know, like, without even knowing that maybe they thought my brother was gay or something, so try to push him to play baseball. Hell no. My brother just tucked his shirt in better than everybody. For real, dog, and he played baseball, and he just became the most popular guy without even knowing how to hit. Did you push you to play sports a lot?
No. I mean, like, you know, I was in karate for a while when I was younger. My mom thought that was a good idea, so I was in karate for a while.
Karate?
Like 4 years.
Did you make it a black belt?
No. No. I mean, like, the guy that I studied for, he was pretty intense, so, you know.
Did you break any wood? Like, hi-ya! Hi-ya!
Why are you making me sound like Miss Piggy when she does her karate? Like, hi-ya!
Fuck, man. Oh, man. Speaking of karate classes, I never joined karate classes, but they sent my dad to AA, and he to take her with us. And right next to his AA meeting, there was a karate class in the same building, so we had to go there and just pretend, steal karate moves. Like, we just stand there and they'll do like a karate move, and they would do the same karate move without joining the class. But they would just say, just stand there and learn the karate move, but just don't join the class. So what's up, man? Was your dad like, because you like to party, right? You're a party animal, right? You got crazy ass stories about partying and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like, you stop drinking and you're back. What's going on?
I'm back.
All right, cocksucker, you're back.
Joey Coco Diaz.
Let's do it, man. It ain't about the hee-hees and the ha-ha. How come you and I never partied? How come you and I never did, like, got crazy?
Because we're never in the same place.
I know, man.
Very rarely, you know? Like, I used to see you more when we were both at the Laugh Factory. But, you know, I don't see you anymore. You're on the road.
What was your vice, meth?
No, I did meth when I was younger, but I never felt like, you know, any kind of addiction or real inclination to do anything compulsively. I mean, like, you know, I'm just not built that way. You know, I mean, like, what I do is I drink, I smoke weed sometimes, and that's pretty much it.
But you used to party before at a young age, like, with meth a lot?
Yeah, I used to do a lot. I mean, like, you know, but I had friends, like, when people are, like, that they lost everything because of meth and stuff like that. I was always like, why didn't you just hang out with dealers?
I know, right?
Why are you wasting your money? You know what I mean? I never paid for any of that shit. I mean, like, even coke. I just never paid for anything.
Because you're suave like that.
I'm fun to party with.
You have good looks, bro.
I'm fun to party with.
You have good looks, bro. When you're fucking good looking, bro, you don't pay for anything, man. Me and Rodrigo, we're going to pay extra, bro. We're going to be fucking funny. We're going to be jovial. We're going to say, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool? Chai Rivera in the house, man. It's cool, man. That, like, a lot of people, like, in the comedy community, they've accepted your ass as being gay. Because you've had heterosexual roommates. You know, you travel with a lot of heterosexuals.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good thing about you, man. Like, but is there a lot of gay comics that are jealous of you because of that?
Yeah, but it's their fault, you know? Like, when I first started doing comedy, I did want to do the gay rooms and the gay shows in West Hollywood, you know? They just weren't, like, welcoming of me. So that made me, which now I'm thankful for it because it made me have to work harder and actually be able to do what I do for the mainstream, you know? And so, like, you know, they're haters, but in some cases, like, a lot of the younger gay comics really like me and really get it, you know? But, like, a lot of the ones that kind of stalled out or aren't that original, you know, because there's a lot of gay hacks, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's just kind of like the same. Like,
what was one gay hacky joke?
Well, you know, a lot of the gay hacky jokes are just to do with, like, you know, being in West Hollywood and that kind of, you know, where it's
Castro District.
Yeah, it's very specific.
In Frisco, they
where
do that.
You know, you go to, you know, a small town and they're kind of like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been to the Castro, or I've never been to West Hollywood, you know, and so, it, like, you know, and that, but those comics don't even go on the road, or don't even, didn't even used to do the open mics. Like, you know, every once in a while I'll put something bitchy on Facebook about stuff like that. Like last, maybe a couple weeks ago, I was drinking and I put something like, you know, something about the young fags. I'm a big part of the reason that they're able to roam as freely as they do in L.A. on the comedy scene. And it's true, because before me, the gay comics just didn't do the regular open mics. They would do, like, the gay shows only. And then, like, I went to every single open mic at one point, doing probably between 20 and 28 open mics in a week. And that was, like, pretty regularly that I was doing that. And so I was just everywhere, you know? And, like, at first people did try to kind of bully me and stuff like that. Some of the black comics especially weren't open to it in the beginning. But eventually they just had to accept it, you know? People just were like, oh, well, I guess. Because, you know, there were times when I felt a little uncomfortable. And I wasn't scared. I just felt uncomfortable, you know, because everywhere I would go, like, there was a point when I first started where everywhere I would go, people were kind of, like, you know, mean or not very welcoming. And so, but I just kept showing up.
I know, like, do you care now what people say about you now, or like off stage or on stage? Do you care? Do they bother you?
Not too much.
I know it would bother me, man. Like, I'll get to do the this. Y'all get, I would do the shows, and the comedian was like this white hack. You know, he'll be like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to change the flavor of the show. We're going to spice it up a little bit with some guy from East L.A. who's going to give some East L.A. jokes. I got introduced like that one time, right? And I said, all right, give it up for Felipe Esparza. But they'll say, Felipa Esparza. And then, like, mariachi will come out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, everybody getting free tacos.
I hate you so much. They just start throwing out the volleys.
Free tacos and shit. A lowrider shows up in the middle of the show. A baby is being born. Fool. There's confetti flying on it everywhere. Everybody wearing Raiders shirts all of a sudden. And then I get introduced. For real, that happened to me a lot. But it doesn't bother me no more. Oh, now I just tell the host, listen, man, just pronounce my name right and we're going to get along fine.
Yeah, the thing that a host will do to me that's like, you know, I guess some people would think it's insulting, but like now it only happens in smaller towns, is whether they'll wipe the mic after I get off stage.
Oh, my God. That's going to change, bro. Once people start getting to know who you are, they're going to start booing that person, whoever starts doing that. Because I used to have a show at the Wild Coyote, remember? And I was there every Wednesday, every Saturday, every Wednesday for 10 years. Then that black comic showed up, remember Shady Grady? And he wiped the microphone right after I introduced him. Boo, 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 boo.
Shit, that was that comic that always changed his name every 3 years and shit?
Bro, every time you write something about somebody or say something bad about somebody on Facebook, I get so high, I look the motherfuckers up and try to investigate who the fuck you're talking about. Because when you're on fucking talking shit, and you say that you were on stage at the Laugh Factory, and then somebody introduced you, and he fucking was rude to you, and that was fucking fucked up, and he's a washed up comic, and you know, he's been around forever. Fuck that shit, man. I don't want to mention his name right now. Fuck that shit, dog. I called up the Laugh Factory. I found out who went up that night. I fucking went to Martin Rizzo. And I said, bro, you there at the Laugh Factory Latino night? Yeah, all right. Who the fuck went up after him? Or who went up, bro? Then I started fucking, I don't remember, man. I left at around fucking 9:30. Then I fucking went back over there. Then I asked him, who the fuck did I ask? Oh, yeah, I asked Johnny Roque. Then I asked Flaco. Oh, yeah, Paul Rodriguez went up. Oh, yeah, Paul Rodriguez went up. Then I found out, what the fuck did that motherfucker say when Terry Burr went up? Then he said that, he fucking made fun of you, bro. Mm-hmm. He said, he didn't even know your ass. He said, give it up for fucking Quagmire or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, what the fuck is, though? So, yeah, man, Paul Rodriguez like that, bro. He fucking come up to me one time, man. He gave it up for, he get out. What? He goes, give it up for this guy. Yeah, hey, hey, man. I fucking fucked some chick at the hop, and I forgot about her. That's my son. Or what the fuck, one time, oh, yeah, I had just did, killed it at Showtime, right, at the Showtime. And I'm wearing the most brightest green shirt because, you know, I don't know how to fucking dress. I was fucking fresh off the project 2 years. I have bald hair, Chai Rivera, bald, like a gangbanger that's trying to change his life. And jeans. And he goes, give it up for that guy. That guy is fucking funny, man. What's up with that fucking green t-shirt, man? Right now, there's fucking lizards outside, horny for that guy. Chasing him, talking about lizard, lizard, lizard. Hey, lizard, lizard.
Yeah, you know, with that situation, I was just disappointed because I actually did respect him just for what he did, even if it's not current. You know what I mean? Like, I respect him. Well, because I'm not clowning. It's just true. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's turned out to be some legendary comic. You know, it's just like, you know, I respected him because I remember seeing him when I was younger and seeing his sitcom and stuff like
Jesus
that.
Jesus está en Tijuana.
And so, you know, I mean, like, when he was, like, not so nice to me and I had never met him, and then, like, I saw him at another thing and I, you know, was just like, let me just pretend like that didn't happen and just be cool with him, you know. And then there he was, like, very, not even standoffish, he was dismissive, and I just, like, you know, I didn't care for him.
He's probably loaded, bro. He gets like that. He loves you. If he made fun of you, he loves you. Trust me, bro. You walk up to Paul Rodriguez next time, you're like, hey, Paul Rodriguez, it's me, Chai Rivera. I mean, I'm a big fan all the way from Garden City. You mentioned the most furthest Latino city away from the West Coast, the more he's going to love you. If you mention, oh, from the Valley, you're too close. You'll be opening up for him. Trust me, bro. He's going to fucking take care of you. He's going to buy you a new suit. You know, he's gonna fucking start punching people because your dad says you're Chicano, and that's funny, bro. That you are Chicano and you're gay. You consider yourself Chicano. Not that many people say they're Chicano. Where'd you get that fucking from? That pride
from my dad.
Yeah, like,
you know,
that's hardcore to the bone.
My dad and my mom just raised me. You know, like, my dad was actually pretty involved in activism when I was younger, you know, like now, you know how it is when you get older and you have stuff to take care of and just, you're like, you know, yeah, I don't have time to be doing that, you know, unless you make that your actual career.
That's like that play, how the last angry brown hat. It's a play, by the way, it's about five guys that were the brown pride, the brown berets, and they all went on their separate ways, went on to their lives, and they're all in their late 50s now. But there's one guy left who's still fighting the cause. All Chicano, so they call him the last angry brown hat. Check out the play, people. Look it up.
Yeah, I have to check it out.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool, man? What's in the future for you, man? What you got? Who you want to stab in the back?
You know, honestly, nobody. I mean, like, you know, I'm really getting away from all that. Like, you know, right now is probably, like, one of the last times I'll publicly talk shit about anybody. So, you caught me
do
at
it,
a good
bro,
time.
Do it, bro. Do it. Whatever, man. It's your day.
You caught me at a demon. Good time because, like, you know, I'm over it. You know, like, there's no reason for me to argue with anybody. I'm, like, you know, I don't even believe in, like, you know, when people had that term frenemies. I don't believe
frenemies.
In that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you're either my friend or you're not. I don't have, you know, I'm friends with, you know, most everybody at this point. I'm trying to become a Comedy Store regular. That's what my next goal is. That's what I really want to do.
You'll be in, bro. Bring some Coke to the game. Have the best Coke in town. And change the Comedy Store to back to what it used to be.
Yeah, well,
a place
it's starting
to get Coke.
You're so ridiculous.
But they lie. They try to clean it up, you know. They try to clean it up. Oh, we're not the same. We ain't the same no more. But we got the same guys hanging out in the same spots, talking about the same stories, how it used to be.
No, it's actually honestly changed a lot now. Like, you know, they got rid of Tommy, who was, like, the person in charge of, like, booking the comics. And so that was a huge change because he was really a part of why it was, you know, the way it was. So they got rid of Tommy. Now it's a guy named Adam, and Adam seems pretty in touch, and he's, you know, keeps his wits about him. Like, that was the thing with Tommy, you know, like, towards the end, Tommy was just getting high all the time, so he wasn't really even paying attention to the comics on stage. And it was like, you know, you could bring weed, and then Tommy would, like, give you some time, or, you know what I mean, like, pay more attention to you and stuff like that, which isn't the best way, you know what I mean? Like, just because you show up with good weed, now all of a sudden, you know, you start getting spots.
Before it was like, give me an 8-ball, bro, I have a showcase.
Shining.
So, man, did you graduate from high school? You dropped out like Rodrigo and I.
Oh, I dropped out. Ninth grade.
Oh, Rodrigo didn't drop out of nowhere, right?
Dropped out of law school.
You went to law school?
For a year.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were smart like that.
Law dog.
You know?
Law dog.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So, what grade did you graduate? You dropped out of high school?
Ninth. Right after ninth. I finished ninth and then I was done.
Fuck, yeah. I thought I was badass. I finished all of them, but didn't go back to finish.
I never understand why people do that.
I was 70 credits short. That means I had to go back for another year, and I still owe them half a year.
Oh, yeah.
There was people that needed half a credit, like they failed health class or they failed some other class, and they couldn't make it up, and then they didn't graduate.
There's a grip of people.
Happened like to my friend like that, and then and we were making fun of her going, if I had half a credit. So what happened to you, man? What did you say? Man, you know what? Fuck this, man. I'm going to go to fucking Broadway. I'm going to be a comedian. What's going on?
No, I was just...
What made you leave?
I was just done with school.
You know, that smart? Did you figure it all out?
I figured that I wouldn't need it, and I turned out to be right. You know, it's not, I don't feel like I needed to go to school for anything.
Hell no, I'm a road comic, man. I just know how much gas I need.
Yeah, this and, and you know, and I mean like.
I'm breaking even.
I feel like, well, you know, I honestly do feel like I'll be huge. I just have to be patient and continue to
hell
do
yeah,
what
bro.
I'm doing.
Continue to do it.
Yeah, so it's like, you
right,
know.
Rodrigo?
Yeah, man.
You're still here, right?
I don't feel any, you know, like any kind of regret or anything, especially about where I'm at in comedy. You know, you think about it, I've only been doing comedy for 12 years, which sounds like a long time to a lot of people.
So I thought you were doing it for 30.
It sounds like a long time to a lot of people, but, you know, I don't have to tell you, in comedy time, that's still baby time.
I know, right? Like, right now you're just figuring it out. Okay, I could do 1 hour in my head. Now, there's people out there, man. Like, you've been doing it for 12 years. Honestly, I didn't know how long you've been doing it. I really thought it was more than that. And I was just exaggerating by 30. Just showed on Facebook, like, you've been doing it for a long time. How do you feel, man, about young comics? Because I know you've been doing it for 12. So when gay comics come out to you, because I'm pretty sure a lot of gay young comics come out to you. And like other young comics, when they come to you, hey, Ty, how can I be do... what you're doing, man, and I'm funnier than you, or they tell you I got a new one, I could, or they tell you they have an hour of comedy and they've been doing it for 6 months.
Well, I don't even take people seriously when they, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, you don't, and I'm not arguing with you or whatever. I just, you don't, you know, and that's all there is to it. But, like, you know, I'm cool. Like, the young gay comics, when they come up to me, like, you know, sometimes we'll
He's cocky, isn't he?
We'll go out and have dinner or, you know what I mean? Like, I'll hang out with the young gay comics and try to give them a little bit of advice. But, you know, the dumbest question anybody can ask me is how you get on the road. Because that's different God. For everybody, you know? Like, it's its own thing.
Rodrigo, how do I do what you do?
Let me tell you. There's no fucking formula. Just do it, dude. What the fuck? I see. A lot of people think there is, though, huh?
Some people think by standing next to Rodrigo Torres, they're going to get in. For reals.
That's how I got in.
There's guys that stand at the end of the
That's
show.
That's how I got in, standing next to Rodrigo.
I said everybody.
Liam's and Colton.
I said everybody with bad weed was to Rodrigo Torres, man. I smother
me,
weed,
know.
And I go, hey, man, go talk to Rodrigo Torres, man. He's your man. And I know the weed's good when Rodrigo says it's Austin's finest.
Shit, I'll grab that weed and throw it away, dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of places, finest weed isn't.
Oh, man, sometimes this guy gave me a joint. He should have told me, man, whatever you do, don't turn it sideways. And I turned it sideways, all the weed fell off.
This fool got it with some fake kush, eh?
Oh, my God. There's people out there, man. There's people out there who sell weed, man. Please, if you know your weed is not Kush or the real shit, compare it to a magazine. You know, get a magnifying glass.
Hell yeah. See those crystals.
Because there's no such thing as super haze.
The best way to do is what Ty said, dude. Just hang out with a drug dealer, dog.
That's true.
So yeah, man. Man, I see the places that you go to, like the gigs that you go to, and I'm like, and I look at those gigs and I say, God damn, this motherfucker did another triple run. Didn't he learn from his first mistake?
I haven't done a lot of triple runs.
Explain to the people out there who are listening right now what a triple run is in detail, because we get a lot of comics out here, and they said that doing a triple run is the comedic rite of passage. And I say, hell no, man. A comedic rite of passage is getting robbed for more than $500 for a gig from a fucking promoter.
Yeah, another comedic rite of passage, though, is like having a gig canceled on you like 2 days before you're supposed to do it and them not offering you any compensation.
That's what I thought you were going to say, having a fucking comic as a fucking roommate.
Yeah, I did that comic a favor, and I don't like him. I mean, like, you know, he turned out to be a fucking piece of shit, so whatever with that.
That's fucked up. You've had a lot of comic roommates, right? They're all straight, by the way, audience.
No, I've only had one comic roommate. I haven't even had a lot of roommates.
No,
I've had two comic roommates. One of them is Byron Bowers, and I love Byron Bowers.
Really?
Yeah.
From Atlanta?
But Byron was the one that was originally living there, and then he made it so I could live with them, you know, because it was him and this lady that's a nanny.
That's cool. I know Byron Bowers. He came to my wedding.
Yeah, I love Byron.
He's
like,
a cool dude.
Yeah, we're really good friends.
On the Eric Andre show.
Yeah, we're still good friends now. You know, like, we've been trying to, like, go out to lunch together or something, but, you know, his schedule or my schedule.
You guys should, that'll be an awesome, crazy-ass show, you and Byron Bowers working together.
Yeah, we've worked together totally before. Opposites. Yeah, no, he's great. I really do like and respect him, you know? Most people I like and respect.
So what happened, man? Because I had a roommate, let me tell you, man. Let's talk about we have time, man. Let's talk about fucking having comedians as a fucking roommates, by the way. All right. Let me tell you how sad it is to have a comedian as a roommate, because I had a comedian that was my roommate, and we're not friends no more, just like you guys are friends, but it wasn't because I'm not paying the rent. It was because, you know, I was always at a different level from this guy. Like, I was the level of, I'm going to be fucking always be funnier than you, and I'm always going to have success than you. No matter what you do in life, no matter what conniving shit you do behind my back. And it was sad because I would get a gig and you could see it, like, in his heart that he was not happy for me. He was sad. You feel it. Like, you feel like this aura. Like, you know what it feels like? It feels like five people are going to fucking jump you at once, and you know it. You have you ever felt that fear? That's how these people Apple fear, things. Bro. Because I would say, like, yeah, man, I got this badass gig, bro. I got to go, bro. I'm going to see you later, dog. And then he looked like, all right, man. I'll be just, yeah, man, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, man, all right. I'll just stay here. Do nothing. It was fucking that sad, dog. And especially if you're funnier. Because we'll be driving back from the same gig, and that fool's driving, and that fool bombed hard, dog. And I'm still fucking, like, going to play my set loud, the laughs. You know, I can't even hear myself. I can't even hear myself talk, huh? Everybody laughing, dog.
Well, see, that's Orphan. You fucking up. You're rubbing it right there. Just like, oh, you ate it. Oh,
and
you ate it.
Then the way home, like, you bump hard, bro. You shouldn't be driving, bro, right now, bro. You should let me drive, bro.
Look, I'm bombing.
You're going to get pulled over for DUI, bro, man. Well, driving while bombing.
You're stupid.
But every time this fool killed, forget about it.
Everybody.
If he got laughs, oh, yeah, man. Oh, man, I should have taped it. I should be submitting this for the road.
Well, that's one thing I'll say. Like, my roommate was funny, you know. He does his thing. He's funny enough, you know. But he just wasn't very motivated. And so that turned him into a little bit of a hater, you know, at different points. And then, you know... I've had a lot of people be really cool with me and help me out, you know, and so, like, you know, I've made a fair amount of money. Like, you know, I know a lot of people in my position don't, but I just have had
a lot.
How much
is that in dollars, fair amount? if you classify fair amounts.
A reasonable amount.
How much are you making, bro?
Peanuts. $80 to go to Arizona, you know what I mean? Fuck it.
Yeah, I make enough money that I can afford to do those. I do those sometimes, but it's because other people make up for it. So, you know, I mean, like, you know.
I'll do it decent.
But yeah. Those comedians, though, I mean, you know, everyone's all comedians, these dudes are dicks. But it's also those certain that certain person that's a comedian that's a fucking asshole, a conniving person has an agenda.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not all there's a lot of good comics. Like, you know, I mean, like, people think I get into it with a lot of people. I really don't. I just know a lot of comics, you know? It's not really the way people think about it.
Have you worked with Beer Run Bobby?
No, but I've heard of Beer Run Bobby.
No, I just ask you, because I worked with him, bro, one time. You know, it was a good gig. He paid me. You know, he paid me. But it was one of those crazy gigs, dog. But that when I'm doing the comedy show, and when I'm doing the comedy show, there's, like, cholos passing by, and they're, like, they're holding me and taking photos while I'm performing. And I was like, whoa, okay. No wonder it's called Beer Run Bobby.
The old school show?
The old school show.
In San Jose.
I did it?
I did it. I did it with Mondo and Pops, dog.
It was crazy. Those guys want to party after, huh, and kidnap
those,
you.
Those folks aren't even Chicanos or Pachucos, eh?
I know. They're all fat, huh, bro? They're all fat, too, huh?
Big-ass beard, big old brochas.
Fat motherfuckers.
And shit, feathers.
They look like every doll from the homie collection.
So ridiculous.
The big ones, dog.
What's the worst gig you done when you say, God damn, I'm glad we got our money? Every gig.
Chicago, there was this theater that we were doing for a guy named Raul Barbosa.
Barbosa, man. It sounds like a fucking bad gig. What are you, Barboso?
Yeah, and, you know... I was lucky I got my money, but I know Cooch didn't get his money, and my roommate at the time, he ended up getting his money, but it was because I made it part of my deal. See, that's how good I am as a roommate. And plus, I told him that if he didn't get paid, that I would give him the money that he was supposed to get paid. You know, like, I've been really good to people when it comes to shit
Mad
like that.
Generosity.
I'm great with money. I mean, like, you know, with the way I am with people. Because, like I said, a lot of people have really helped me out. I've been paid for guest sets what a lot of headliners, like, road headliners aren't making for a weekend. So people are very good to me. And so I always try to pay it forward, you know? Like, when I go out to lunch with my friends, a lot of times I pay because I know that comics a lot of times don't have money. You know, and this particular roommate, since we were talking about it, was, like, you know... short on rent at the first of every month, and I would make up for it until, because he always had it within 2 weeks.
Short on upper lip, too.
You're so ridiculous. But, you know, he always would, like, you know, would have that happen, and our other roommate was a real hard ass. She wouldn't let him get away with that, you know, but I would make up for it so he wouldn't. She did have a lot of talk about the upper lip right now. You know what? I've had too much shit done to my lips to really clown on lips right now. So let's just.
What?
I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
Enough speaking of this lip service.
Okay, speaking of work done, man. So what the fuck, eh? What happened with fucking what's his name in Chicago? That DJ. Because I know that one, bro. Another thing I investigated, bro.
Uh huh.
When you said that this fucking DJ was so unprofessional for me.
Detective.
He was
so unprofessional. I know, fuck you. You know, and then I said, who the fuck, eh? What DJ disrespected Ty Rivera this time? So there I go, man, like a fucking woman. You know, Nancy Drew over here.
He's been cheated on.
He's been cheated on. Who disrespected my homie again? On the side, you know, I got his back behind the scenes. He just don't know it. Fool, Mancow. And you guess what, bro? Mancow disrespected you.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what, bro? When I went back to Chicago, I had already sold out every show. And the press person, the people who does press, they asked me, you go, we're going to do press, you're going to do Man Cow. And I said, what are you going to do Man Cow? The show sold out already. I got to do the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
You go, well, you got to do it. No, I ain't going to do it. It's a waste of time if I do his show. He don't let me talk. He has no respect for the comedians. He wants to do all the talking and not let the comedians talk. So, fool, I didn't do Man Cow because of you.
I appreciate that. You know, and, like, the thing is, anybody can ask me anything. It's just you got to have a little bit of respect. You know what I mean? Like, because I wouldn't come
at... You were rude. I saw it. What's up with that face? Like, yeah. How rude.
And I wouldn't come at anybody, like, you know, in a rude way. And the thing was, what happened was, when I was a lot younger than any of you ever met me, you know, like, I made a mistake. And
you're 20 now, right?
I'm 21. but I made a mistake, and at the time, I was getting ready to have that mistake fixed. So I couldn't do anything to kind of even that out or whatever, and people were noticing that there was a change. But the change wasn't that I was doing anything. The change was that I wasn't doing anything.
We have a call, bro.
Yeah?
We got a call here.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Oh, forget it then. Forget it. So go on, bro.
It was Man Cow.
So that was the thing. Just, you know, like at the time, I wasn't doing anything was what it was. And so I walked, and like, you know, a few people had mentioned it to me, like that I look different or whatever. And so I ended up this is where I messed up. Because I posted on my
Scooby,
Facebook. I posted on my Facebook something like, what's it called? Like, you know, something about plastic surgery and how it's not anybody's business or whatever. And then I went, like, you know, but I forget that, like, when you're going to do a radio show or stuff, they'll read your stuff, you know. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. And I was told it was radio. I wasn't told that we were going to be on TV, you know, that it was going to be a taping at all.
I was told the same thing, too. And I get there, man. I get there. What, this guy doing cable?
Yeah, and then right away, like, you know.
You're on channel 5.2. You can't even have fucking cable to watch that.
Then right away, you know, like, as soon as I get in, like, he says something to Dylan, and then he's, because I was with Dylan Garcia, and he said something about.
Oh, we got a call. Hold on.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
We got Chris Thorin right here on the line, bro.
How's it going, man?
We got Ty Rivera right here, dog.
What's up, bro? Chris Thorin?
I hear you talking to my boo, Ty Rivera. What's up? What's up, boo?
We're talking about you. What's
we're
up,
over
fool?
Here on our break from my work. I work at a cannabis club part-time. I
it's
got this fucking Gorilla Glue. It tastes great.
Oh, yeah, man.
We
you
are
you got to redeem yourself.
I know. I brought some fucking Reg Dog over in Austin.
So what's up, man? You and Ty Rivera, you guys do a lot of driving, man? What the Ford you guys drove?
Oh, did he tell you?
No, not yet.
Driving, man.
Not yet, man.
We went to McAllen, Texas from the Bay, right? Or no, from L.A., but then we went, drove back to the Bay. We did that road trip twice, and both times we left that trip hating each other, all right?
The worst part was the second time when we got back to the Bay, I was supposed to stay at his house for like a week. And for the first couple of days, we would just pass each other in the hallway at his house and not talk at all. It was just like, don't need to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, being in the car with anyone for that long, let alone Ty Rivera. I mean, come on now, man. For that long?
I know, bro. Yeah, listen to him, man. Music shows all day? Or what? In the car or what?
Bette Midler.
Just high maintenance,
non. Fuck you guys, Bette Midler. I'm the musical guy.
That shit, right? Come on, bro. He's not the regular guy. He's America's favorite faggot.
One singular sensation.
Hey, we're in the middle of nowhere getting gas, and Ty Rivera's fucking like filming. Like we're in the middle of nowhere, right? And he's just filming around us. It's like all haunted around us and shit. And I started breaking out in the Thriller video on his ass.
Yeah, he did it spot on, too. Like, the way he came up was just like, dum, dum.
You two got Rodrigo with their scare straight.
What's up, Rodrigo?
Yeah, man. Chilling, dog. What up, fool?
What up, fool? We're here talking to Ty Rivera about his crazy ass fucking. I was telling him that, dude, every time I look at your fucking, I was going to say menu. As your calendar, you're always going to the craziest part and taking the most craziest triple run ever.
I'm not a Tribble, but I am a Tribble guy. But that's the other thing people have to know. Tribble has been really cool with me. Tribble's been really, like,
you know, tell the people what a Tribble run is. Where do you go? Where did it start? Where did it begin? How many miles included?
How much cash included? All right, Felipe.
I'm telling you, Walla Walla.
I've been to Walla Walla.
a lot of people talk, like, yeah, man, fuck you. I did a Tribble run, but people don't even know. It sounds like it's like something people don't want to do.
Yeah, it's well, that's true. It is usually 8 hours between gigs, and five at a minimum. So, like, you know,
5 gigs, 8 hours in between.
No, five. I'm saying five hours. 40 hours of driving. Yeah, so. Like, you know, and then, you know, like, he'll line you up on a couple of them, and then you'll be out for 3 or 4 days, and, you know.
How far, like, what city to what city? Because I know you do Richland, Washington, right?
Yeah.
To Montana.
Well, Richland, I'm just doing Richland this time. You know, I'm just doing Richland at the end of July. But last time, yeah, it was, I can't even remember the name of that town. It's somewhere in Oregon, like, it's that casino.
Coos Bay?
No, I did Coos Bay that trip, though.
Where the
too.
Fuck is Coos Bay, bro?
Coos Bay is in
not
Oregon.
On the map.
But then there's also this Wild Horse Casino, which I don't remember what part of Oregon that is. So that's far. And then, you know, like, then.
Joking. How was your first time with the Wild Horse? The one that lynched you?
Dude, hey.
What? Cause I know you, got, I know you get heckled hell. Right away, bro. As soon as you get up out there, what the fuck, gay? What's going on?
No.
No?
No. You know what?
People, it's all in my head then.
I do a lot of crowd work. I do a lot of crowd work. So, you know, like, people are cool with me right away usually. This one was work, though, because the feature I had, and I did end up talking to Tribble about it. No, the feature just sucked. Like, and not just regular sucked. I don't care if you don't do well. That's your business. You know what I mean?
He's Bob and Tom favorite.
When you're on. I did Bob and Tom, by the way.
What was that shit like?
I made Tom uncomfortable. I think he's the main one.
Is that the guy with the receding Dodger hat?
I hate you so much. The receding Dodger. How do you have a receding Dodger?
Because I don't know, but that hat gets lower and lower every year. Like, it's going balder and balder.
Hairline starts here.
That fucking hat's turning into a Yakima.
You're stupid.
A yarmulke.
Yakima's in Washington. I was like,
that's where they make the yarmulkes.
So you're on Tim Bob. Who Bob's and who's Tom? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking. I just know that those guys are like the ultimate redneck laugh. Give me a redneck laugh, bro. Like those guys. Like if they laugh. They laugh at, like if I noticed that when it's a redneck comic, they laugh at everything. Ga, 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 ga.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Give me some, Chris. Give me some of your dad's laugh, bro. you think grease or help? All right,
you
fool.
Still working with that, Felipe?
Yeah, man, we're still working here. All right, fool. We gotta write Chris Torino. Guys. See you later, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Have fun.
Thanks for calling, say, Chris.
Right so, on, brother.
All right, fool. So what's up for you?
Keep it out of hole, brother.
All right, fool. So you're dating now?
No.
No? You don't mm-hmm. have you never had a boyfriend through the whole career?
Oh, yeah, I've had boyfriends.
How do they deal with you going out every night? Do they get jealous of your attention, your time?
Well, I tend to date people that aren't in the same state.
Oh.
You know, like, I was engaged for a short while, which was a fucking mess, and it was all my fault. But, you know, that's me. I'm fucking crazy, and I don't try to deny it.
What happened? You trying to choke him in his sleep or what?
No, I just,
fuck,
you know.
Where the fuck were you at?
I'm really difficult to live with, you know, like in that way. Like if you're dating me, I'm really difficult to live with. And so, but, you know, he was in Phoenix. And then right before that, the guy I was with was in Vegas. So, you know, they're not really. The thing I get in trouble for is, yeah, being gone all the time. But it's like not a. Where were you tonight? It's like, you know, where were you the last 2 weeks kind of thing.
But then when you were partying, right?
Huh?
You were partying when you were gone those times?
No, I mean, like, I'm working. But, yeah, I will party or whatever, you know. But that's, you know, going to happen. I'm out.
when you started off doing stand-up comedy, what was your future goal? Like, what did you want to do with it? What did you want out of it?
You know, at first, I didn't really have a goal. I just wanted to get rid of the stage fright and to actually
be a comic. I just wanted to be me.
I just wanted to get rid of stage fright and be a comic, you know, when I first started. Like, now I have more of a goal.
What do you want? You want to be on a television show, reality show?
No. Well, I wouldn't mind having. Honestly, I wouldn't mind having a reality show, at all. I think I'm built for it. Really.
What would it be called?
Ty's Place.
Ty's Travesties.
Ty's Travesties.
Ty's Travels.
Yeah. Ty's Travels.
I don't know what it'd be called. Maybe if I could get anybody to like use some kind of way of blocking it out and make it America's Favorite Fag. I'd be down for that.
Just put a flag. Or do it in Europe and just have a pack of Marlboros. For real. If you do it in Europe, they won't know. Do it in England. America Favorite Flag, you're holding a pack of Marlboro Lights. And then you bring that show to America and they won't even know. You get sponsorship, bro. You get fucking menthols.
You get menthols. Yeah, that's what I want, menthols. I'm going to start dating black dudes.
So what's up, bro? After every show, man, what do you do? Take your shirt off and go dancing or what?
I used to.
Because I know, but I've seen the photos, bro. You know, let me go investigate, bro.
Yeah, no.
I know the club you go to.
Almost always off.
My brother's a big fan. He knows who you are.
Yeah, your brother's cool. I met Fernando. Your brother after the...
That's right!
Yeah.
We did that fucking show together with fucking Voodoo Glow School.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
How weary
were the motherfuckers for me to be there?
Well, that's
I was
the
fucking
thing.
4 hours late, dog.
What was with you?
I was on a good one, bro.
I figured. I knew it. I was like...
My face was swollen, dog. I tried everything, bro. I look fucking fucked up. I had Lisa worried, man. She drank one beer. She passed out. So what? We did that show, bro. That show was awesome, bro. That shit never aired.
Yeah, well, because they, Gene, you know.
She put up a sold out the show for a hat.
I hate you so much. But, you know, like I always tell people, I was cool with that situation once my check cleared. You know
fuck
what I mean? Like,
yeah, bro.
I got that paid the, and...
Dude, I went out loud for that show, dog.
Yeah.
Dude, I got that show, I knew it was going to be cash, you know, and it was good money, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I got Voodoo Glow School, the band who does this show, mm-hmm. the Felipe, the intro. I got him to be on that show. Rodrigo hit him up. And that day, dude, I was gone. I don't know where. I must have had a show, I think, in Ventura. I don't know where I started off. But I ended up, like, I don't know how I ended up at the show, but I got there late. I'll never forget that.
I told you how much money you were going to lose.
Huh?
I told you how much money you were going to lose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the producer. Nah, what? My wife told me how much money I was going to lose that night. And I said, oh, shit, I forgot about that money. And then we got a room. What was that place we got the room?
At the W.
We got a room at the W, fool, in downtown L.A. because I wanted to go all out. And the room was right in front, across the street from the Bonaventure on 6th and Spring. Awesome room. And I got to the show, dude. I don't remember my set, but I know that it was a good show. And I was throwing water everywhere. Do you remember much of what had happened to me? Because I don't.
I just remember us, like, all of us were panicking, you know, like, because we didn't know if you were going to be there. And then when you did get there, I remember you just, like, falling asleep on a couch for a while. And then, like, you know, in the green room area. And then, you know, like, everybody was relieved that you were there. And then, yeah, when it came to the show, it was, like, you know, right before that was me, you, Cristela, Nick Guerra, and Gene Pompa.
I was a professional.
Yeah, it was, like, you pulled it together once it was time to pull it together. But it was shaky for sure. When you first got there, I was like...
Oh, my God, dude. I would wear...
That's going to go on stage?
Dude, I know, man.
Oh, yeah, a disheveled for sure.
I look like Ron Burgundy when he was walking around drinking water. When he was drinking milk. And then when I come out and shit, I need a newscaster. And then Danny Trejo looked at me and said, damn, you clean up good. Yeah, man, I forgot we did that show. That show was crazy. Yeah, man, that money lasted me 6 months.
Yeah, I was glad for that show. I mean, like, just I know it didn't air, and I wish it had, you know, or they had sold it. But, you know, like I say, whenever people pay me, as soon as I get my money, I feel like our relationship is good.
Hell yeah,
I don't care if stuff doesn't air or whatever.
Time for some leather pants. That's funny, man. All that stuff I'm saying, you don't even do none of those stuff. Like, you don't wear leather pants. That's
I have you. Leather pants, but they're...
They're called chaps, Felipe. Chaps.
I have chaps, too. I have, like, a couple different...
Damn, Rodrigo has chapped lips. That's crazy, man. So you're all into that? That's your thing? Do you ever get freaky, like, the freaky gay style with fucking strap-ons and leather and masochist shit like that?
No, like,
what was that movie you saw, babe, with fucking Al Pacino?
Oh, Cruising. Yeah.
That movie is the shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Did you see that movie as a kid? Said, that's what I want to be?
Will you shut up? I wasn't.
Have you seen the movie, Rodrigo?
No.
Dude, you got to see the fucking movie, bro, with Al Pacino. He plays an undercover, we're here with America's favorite fag. He plays like a gay dude. Like
solving crime, bro. Solving murder, right? I heard about it.
But it's funny, man, how they pick him out of the lineup of the other cops to pick him out to be the undercover cop. The main cop goes, why are you picking me? Why? Because you look like a fucking faggot, that's why. The way you fucking dress, the way you fucking walk, you're fucking perfect. And Al Pacino, like, all right, I'll do it. But that movie was hardcore, bro. That's just some hardcore fisting. You think that movie was fucking made to be anti-gay or pro-gay?
Well, I don't think it was anti. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was just... See, that's the problem with gay, right? Even gay then, like, it's just, like, people want to clean it up too much, and that
facet hardcore
does exist. You know what I mean? Like, there is the hardcore. Like, you can go to the Fault Line here in L.A. or the Eagle on certain nights. Sometimes the Eagle's kind of mainstream.
Rodrigo, are you writing these down?
No, I'm not.
All right.
But those are like, you know.
Fucking all crazy. The Fault Line.
I'm like, dang.
What happened, bro, with the Fault Line, bro, guys?
Those are more like
that was your fault, bro.
Those are more like the hardcore, you know, like, so that does exist, you know, that kind of hardcore scene. And then, like, you know, now I'm not dating anybody, but I don't, I'm not into the leather scene. You know, I have chaps just for club clothes when I was younger, but, you know,
you're not into that, like, Harley Davidson, chap, leather, fuck, Judas Priest, gay guys like that?
I would date a guy that, like, knows how to, like, work on muscle cars, live in a trailer. That
this fool.
That's what I really
want. I like how you fucking like you're gay, but you're also a comedian. You know how to fucking work it to advantage. Yeah, but this fool fixes cars.
I want to. I'm like the next person I date. Well, even the last one that I was engaged to in Phoenix. That's one of the things I liked about him was like, you know, he admitted he was just white trash, and you know, like. It was, I liked it.
I know how to make whistles. That's crazy, man.
Nuts.
So, because a lot of people, when they say that, oh, man, Brokeback Mountain was hardcore. Now, man, you never seen Cruising, motherfucker. You never seen Cruising.
Brokeback Mountain, the problem I had with Brokeback Mountain is they were like, it was such a love story. And I was like, it was a spit fuck in a tent. That's what happened. You know, there was nothing romantic about that to me. Like, even when they were like, it's passion. That.
The only thing I thought about Brokeback Mountain when I saw it with my dad, and my dad didn't get it.
Why were you watching it with your dad?
I want to fuck with him, right? I just want to fuck with him. But my dad didn't see that they were gay. He just saw that, how come they're not working? I mean, these guys get hired to do a job and they're fucking around in that fucking tent clowning. And you see, that's why America is fucked up, because they're lazy cowboys who just clown around and not do their pinchy job. My dad got furious watching that movie. Mira, cabrones, no están trabajando. Pinche huela de huevones.
I hire you to do a job and you're out here fucking each other. It's like you're out here fucking each other.
Well, Randy Quaid didn't get pissed off. They were gay. Pissed off the fucking. While they were fucking, you saw that fucking fire sheep got killed, bro.
Damn.
So what's up, man? You're not into all that gay shows? Like, you know, you're not into doing all gay shows? or gay pride, all that, that's not part of you?
No, I would love to. Like, you know, and I plan to put together a gay show. I'm talking to a friend right now because there's a lot of gay comics that I really do respect. And that's what I was saying, like, at the beginning. Like
Joe Coy, right?
People don't get that, like, really, I'm very pro-gay and pro-LGBT, you know? I mean, like, I am. It's just...
what does LGBT stand for? It sounds like a fucking Marvel movie, man.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and then the Q is for questioning or queer.
Isn't there another one now, too, for hermaphrodites?
That's the I, the intersex.
See, I've been with intersex before.
You're lying.
I swear to God, though. It's another story, but you got to listen to that story on the Champs or... I don't know where I talked about it, but yeah, I've been with people like that before, and I said it on this show too, and let me tell you, man, I was blown away.
I hate you so much. I was blown away.
No pun intended. We didn't get to that far, man. Hey, don't start stuff.
Who? Which episode was it on of your show?
I can't remember the number. It was the Theo Taylor.
Oh, Theo Taylor.
All right.
Kidnapping.
I'll check it out.
You have any dates you're going to be at, Chai Rivera, you want to promote?
Yeah, this weekend I'm in Corpus Christi at Chuckles Comedy Club. So that's the 4th and 5th, I believe, is this weekend.
Did you get your deposit check already for next show, by the way?
No.
No, so you're going over there blindly expecting to get paid.
You know what, Felipe, I'm tired of you.
I'm just letting you know, man. They're going to pay you in Selena albums over there. They're going to tell you, I'm telling you, bro, I will stay next to the promoter for as long as you can. Anybody out there in Corpus Christi, please go watch Chai Rivera and support him at Chuckles Comedy Club. And really support him and make sure he gets paid at the end of the show. If you really love this show, go over there, buy a ticket, and make sure that Chai Rivera gets paid for the fucking show, okay? And tell him you love him and take him out to eat. He really loves corn with mayonnaise and hot salsa, right?
Yeah, I do.
Well, there's a place over there in Corpus Christi, bro, where they could take you where it's fucking bomb. It's like one of those indoor swap meet type of places, and they serve it in a cup. You could get it a whole corn.
I'd rather have it in a cup.
Of course,
if I can,
man.
Yeah, man.
Who wants to hoard a corn?
Yeah. Oh, and then I'm also stand up Scottsdale in Scottsdale, Arizona, June 11th through 14th, and then at the end of the month, the 25th through the 27th, I'm in El Paso doing the refried shows.
You're at the Scottsdale Comedy Club?
Stand-up Scottsdale.
Stand-up. That play was on Restaurant Rescue, huh?
Bar Rescue. Yeah.
I saw that guy crying.
Oh, on Bar Rescue?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the episode.
Yeah, that he was on Bar Rescue, the Scottsdale one. Put it this way, man. They went in there and fixed that club so hard, they made him change it into a laugh factory.
Oh, yeah.
And then he switched it back to the Scottsdale Comedy Club. If you guys are at the Scottsdale in Scottsdale, Arizona, man, go support Chai Rivera at the Scottsdale Comedy Club. And this club is going to pay him, by the way. They're legit, huh? Stand-up Scottsdale, man. That was a redheaded guy, right? What's his name?
Howard.
Hack! No.
Howard Hughes is the owner of Stand-up
Scottsdale.
Oh, wow.
The guy from the Queen Mary and the...
Howard, aviator.
The aviator, huh? Sound like a con man to me.
Okay. I'm not mentioning my gigs anymore.
Rodrigo's doing a show over there for Hemingway, bro.
Fucking Felipe has a commentary on everybody.
Yeah, man. We'll be doing a show over there, man, with fucking William S. Burroughs, man. He just opened up a coffee shop. Yeah, man. Clive Owens might show up. Do you have any other shows that we could comment on?
And refried El Paso at the end of the month.
Oh, my God, dude. You going to do that show? What show? There's a fat motherfucker at that show doing all my jokes, by the way. So watch out, bro. Those guys over there in El Paso. No, I'm just kidding, man. If you got really some,
I love the amount of shit you're talking about. You're like, I'm just kidding, man.
No, man. Where is this show at? The club in El Paso. Let people know.
No, they can check my website because there's
check Chai Rivera's webpage. And if you guys see him at that comedy show in El Paso, check out the opener. He might be doing my jokes. And if you guys hear my jokes, you gotta yell out, "Yeah, man! Yeah, man!" And just heckle him through the whole show. And make sure you guys support Chai Rivera. And if you guys really are in the Corpus Christi area, please go check him out at Chuckles and support him. And not just in comedy. Support him to make sure he gets paid from that gig. Because I want him to get paid. I want him to get robbed and follow roommates to the fucking ATM. I heard you follow roommates to the ATM, bro, for rent money. Shit, one time that roommate owed me money, but I follow that fool to the next gig. Yeah, before you hand over that $50, can you give me the $50, please?
Fool must have been like, the ATM ain't got money either, eh?
So what's up, man? How much did your fucking roommate stiff you for? No pun intended.
Actually, he didn't end up stiffing me for anything. Like, you know, at the end, we were square, you know? Like, he would, like, you know, when I don't like people.
And feet stunk, huh? Fucking feast gog like a fucking dirty armadillo.
When I don't like people, I talk shit about like what I didn't you like about them.
Outlet,
but
huh?
I'll tell you what they're really what they were cool about. You know what I mean? Like, and he did always give me my money back. He just was always late.
Fool hates straws.
Fucking John.
Well, yeah, one day we'll have to talk about why you don't like my ex-roommate. That would be the better interview.
I don't mind. I don't care. I don't mind. I like everybody. I hate confrontation. That's what I do behind their backs.
You're like normal, such a liar. I know. I always remember you because I always thought of you before I really knew you. I always thought of you as like what you are on stage, which like when I used to look at you on stage, I always thought of you as like, you know, funny, nice. I would even use the word cuddly to describe you.
Thank you.
That's really what I thought. You know what I mean? You just looked, like, to me, like, friendly, you know? I remember one time
we were
waiting for Last Comic Standing, the season before you actually did it, when we were in line and, like, you know, some people started complaining because, like, Juan Garcia, I think, let you cut in line or yeah, something like that. I know somebody let you cut in. And then some comics, like some of the white comics were like, "Hey, he just got in. And then he was like, you said something like, "Yeah, let's see who's going to complain louder. We'll see who the real last comic standing is." And I was like, fucking this guy.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy, bro. They let me cut in, bro, in the middle of the night. Remember when George let us cut in?
Oh, yeah,
then
yeah,
that
yeah,
fucking dude from got crazy.
Hey,
those guys that cut it in. I said, "Yeah, bro. You want to see who the fucking last comic standing is, motherfucker?" I got crazy, and then I put on a wrestling mask, and I wore it for 9 hours straight without taking it off. Yeah, man. I remember, bro, when they fucking were on Last Comic Standing, and I said, you and I were together? And I guess they told us both no. And I said, "Did Ty get in?" I don't think so, bro. He walked out of there, they fucking slapped him in the face. You walked out with your head down, bro. Like, they tell you no. You say, "Who is this woman?"
You're so... No, that time, I think I was just disappointed because, you know, you used to have to wait in line all night. And then after that, I got appointments, you know? But, like, the time I got annoyed was the season that you actually made it on. That was the time that I thought it was annoying with the... Because Natasha and Andy Kindler, I didn't like their attitudes, you know? And I've known Natasha for a long time from the scene. And, like, I really had to control myself. Because, you know, like, there was a point where they were, like, you know, because I opened with the black women in customer service joke. And then Andy Kindler was like, "This just sounds really mean. It just sounds..." And then Natasha said something.
That's right.
Yeah, and then that's when I was like, "Oh, I don't think you
get
it.
Right away.
I didn't come here to workshop with you. If if it's no, then no. But we're not going to sit here and discuss my jokes. Like, I care what your guys' opinion is." Ooh. Like that. And then I was like, okay.
I forgot about that because you did. They didn't get you right away like other people. They just judge you right away. Like whatever, yeah.
Yeah, well, they were acting like I was really offensive. And then it was just like, you know, I had just come off the road, and I was working the road a lot at that time, so it was just like, you know, I don't know why you guys are so sensitive. Like, you know, I guess I get it now, NBC, you know what I mean? But at the time, that didn't occur to me that I was, like, you know, probably too edgy for what NBC was looking for. They're trying not to offend people, and I get that, you know, but, like, don't try to act like we're going to workshop my jokes together, especially Natasha Leggero. I like Natasha as a person, but I've seen her eat shit in so many places at this point. It's like, no, I'm not taking your advice.
Yeah, man. So what's up, man? You ever thought of, you know, have you considered doing your own 1 hour special or half hour special, or you're waiting for Comedy Central to knock on your door?
No, that's what I'm trying to figure out now, is doing my own. But I just want to make sure that it has the look I want, and I don't, because I tried to, like, not, I wouldn't even say I was trying to half step it. I just thought I could do it more DIY style and, you know, have it look professional. But, like, I tried that twice, and the results weren't good either time. So I got to really go high end as far as at least having the money for it, you know, or having people invest.
Yeah, so you're going to, you know, DIY yourself?
I'm going to go through other people, because if I do, like, you know. Do it yourself, yourself.
Do yourself, yourself. You know how Mexican, we say the same word twice. So you were going to go to a store?
Yeah, I think.
So you're going to call it America's favorite fag?
I want to. Yeah, and I think I want to.
How do you know you're the favorite?
Huh?
How do you know you're the favorite?
Oh, because I know. Because what other fag is doing it like me?
None, bro.
Gold star of fucking gay comedy, you know?
Four stars and
fucking
shit.
Alec Mappa to go do his street jokes, or
oh my god!
I went to watch his taping when he did his hour. Very disappointed.
A lot of hours are whack. How Rodrigo on Netflix, huh?
There's a grip of them out there.
Some hours, and even the whole hour, they got through in 2 hours of sketches.
Just in case people get bored.
So people, there's people out there headlining right now and not doing the whole 45 minutes.
Oh,
they're ending at 40. Ending at 38. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Real headliners, known headliners.
Oh, yeah, people we've heard about
that shit. People you see at Comedy Central Rose.
30.
They can't even do a whole hour of stand-up comedy at comedy clubs. But they're headlining.
I know it.
Like doing 30 minutes. Can you do, what you see yourself? 30 minutes? I wish I could do 30 minutes. What is this, Las Vegas?
That's a feature.
Bro, for real, bro, I'm really, I really hope you do get your half hour, 1 hour, America's favorite fag. I wish I had the right connections to really produce your 1 hour special, because I think it'll be a very good success.
Thanks, Felipe. I'm confident I'll find.
But you like, do the, you know. If you do e-fund and you e-fund it to produce it, I will donate money to your campaign if you do it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because no. I really believe in you should be up there right now.
No, I appreciate
Fuck
it.
Fuck all these pretty motherfuckers with gay-ass sweaters. I see a lot of hipster comedians that are gay, bro, and they're just not funny, man. Or they just put on, or they just came out of the closet just to do stand-up.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's Ooh. A lot of that.
So get me started on people who perform at the Punchline in San Francisco. Ooh. All right, enough of that. All right, people, I'll be at the Boise, Idaho this Saturday, June 6th, at the Egyptian Theater, okay? Boston, Massachusetts, June 18th through 20th at Laugh Boston. San Diego, California, June 25th through 28th at American Comedy Company. Check out my webpage, FelipeSWorld.com, people. Your social network, boy.
Yeah, at Ty Rivera. On Twitter, but like everything they can just like people think I'm joking when I say it, just type in americasfavoritefag.com. It'll take you to my website, and that has links for my Twitter and my Facebook. Ty, if you're wondering and you just want to find it the easy way, T-H-A-I. So T-H-A-I Rivera.
T-H Rivera, America's Favorite Faggot. Rodrigo, you should get one too, bro. America's Favorite Something or a little tagline. Bro, think of one, bro. That was the American
Not
Favorite
Faggot. Not faggot, fag.
America's Favorite Fag.
Some people are going to go to America's Favorite Faggot and be like, he was lying. It's
he
not
was
America's
lying.
Favorite
Faggot. He found
Joe Coy. You stop.
Hey, how many jokes did Joe Coy take from you, bro, on the road after you open up for you?
None.
Don't be lying, bro. He took your nuisance, bro.
Confidentiality agreement.
I started
over
wearing sweaters like you. Started wearing your lotion.
My
I
lotion.
Saw that for all bright, all happy.
Got a tattoo.
Yeah. All right, that's another story. We're going to cut some of this shit off, bro, because I got to sound like a nice guy. We got to do some shows, bro. We got to scare motherfuckers with our shows. You, me, and Joe Coco Diaz, bro. Scaring the me, Joey Coco Diaz, you, and Bert Kreischer, bro. Scaring the world.
Letting them know.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. Me, you, and Joey. The fucking taking over the world tour.
Yeah, cocksucker.
That's right, cocksucker.
Yeah, cocksucker.
I got to go pee bad right now. What's up, fool?
Yeah, man.
I got to pee bad.